Welcome to This Week in the News. Good Morning EP's look back at the week that was. I'm Gord Helpme. This week, the federal government announced that there would be tax relief in next week's budget for small liquor producers. It is understood the impetus for this announcement was last week's debate over the Port Adelaide prison bar Guernsey and having to listen to both David Kosh and Eddie Maguire at the same time. Several celebrations broke out at small bars across the nation, with one celebration recorded.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
A travel bubble between South Australia and New Zealand officially opened earlier this week. Premier Stephen Marshall announced his relief at the timing of the bubble opening, given how vital bad New Zealand sheep and accent jokes are to the Adelaide Comedy Festival, also getting underway this week.
It's a critical capability that we need continuing here in Australia for our nation.
And the Australian Curriculum and Reporting Authority announced its draft curriculum for the nation this week, demonstrating how badly staff failed at civics education, given education is a state responsibility. It is understood protesting has taken the place of arithmetic and spelling has been cut completely, which explains the reaction of authority staff when the federal government agreed to release the draft.
I am too smart. S-M-R-T. S-M-A-R-T.
And that's the week in news. I'm Gord Helpme.